Oh, dude, if I had a katana, I would totally Casey Jones a cucumber. A la Ninja Turtles number one, my friend.
To be clear, also, Eric doesn't have a samurai sword.
No, that's right.
Great clarifier.
A big barbarian nightmare. It goes well with my furs.
Sure.
He robbed Arnold Schwarzenegger's backyard shed.
Your many horned helmets that you owned as well.
Oh, yeah. Ah, my stupid Conan sword is gone. It must have been that dastardly Eric Siska.
I pinched it when you weren't looking. When your back was turned when you were tending to your tank or whatever you have, sir.
When you're feeding a carrot to your donkey.
I turn around to give a care to Lulu, and I turn back around, and Eric Siska has stolen my sword.
Yes, and I have it up against Whiskey the donkey's neck. I said, back, step back.
Wait the fuck up.
Take whatever you want. Just make sure Whiskey stays alive.
Now just hand over the full cut of Conan the Barbarian.
I swear to God it doesn't exist.
Don't fucking lie to me. I'm like yelling like fucking Linda Hamilton in the Terminator.
Where is the 5-hour cut of Commando? Tell me, Arnold.
But she doesn't do it, you know, and she gets really pissed off. A great elf
You
driver.
Don't owe her shit.
It's a great, I mean, like, and we play with that, like, because it's just this cut. I mean, you see Bill stroking his sword, and he's like, we owe her that much. And it's just this really good smash cut. Around, you don't owe her shit. She rules in this movie. She really does.
Yeah.
It's so great, too. She's talking to the bride, like, in the coma after she gets off the phone. She's like, thought that was pretty fucking funny, didn't you? And she tells her, don't you ever wake up. And then, bam, 4 years later, this close-up of the fucking mosquito, man, I almost vomited.
It's a tough one, dude.
I kind of like this. It's a nice little shot in, but then, she bolts upright, and this is unbelievable acting on just a physical and facial.
Yep.
Like,
oh, man.
All of the realization of what's happened in the moment. Like, that is less than 90 seconds, and I got all the emotional reserve I need.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, dude. It's fucking phenomenal acting from her. I will say a thing that kind of took me out of it. Part of that flashback, I don't know what possessed them to think that this was a good idea, but boy, it doesn't hold up. That, like, CGI bullet, like, at the end of her nightmare there, and we're kind of doing, like, a James Bond bullet cam thing.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's just, you're looking at it, and you're like, ooh, that's 2003 CGI.
We're having a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And yes, she wakes up. I love the tapping her head to get the metal plate, but then going through the rest of it. I mean, it's a comedy into, like...
Oh, yeah. This is another one of those breakneck turns, right? Because it's like, dunk, dunk, ha, 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 ha. And then she puts her hands on her belly and realizes the baby's gone. And starts screaming.
Yes,
and
because
it flips like
it
that.
It should be a 4-year-old in her belly.
I don't know.
No,
that
I know
that
she doesn't know how long it's been. Silly
rabbit. I love that we have, you know, so here's the two scumbags, Buck and other guy. Is this other guy in Adam Sandler movies?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
He's an Adam Sandler bud, and I guess, I don't know, like Quentin Tarantino lost a bet to Adam Sandler, and Adam Sandler's like, well, you got to put one of my friends in your movies. And he's like, God damn it. But then you'll definitely be an Inglourious Bastards and I won't have to cast Eli Roth. That's right, right? I will do
it. Was that supposed to happen?
He was supposed to be the Bear Jew.
Really?
Sandler, and then he dropped out. And then it's like, I don't know, Eli Roth is, I mean, dude. Mm. I love that movie. It's one of my favorite of the Tarantinos, which is really hard to say. It's Eli Roth every time, and I'm like, anybody else? Could it get anybody else?
If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed you can put into any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.